Obviously, we had a game at home to Loxwood in the Southern Combination League. We have a group message in between us. A couple of the lads took pictures. They were travelling to the game and they were actually 3-4 cars behind the actual accident when it happened. And they said they didn't know it was Matt and Jacob's car, but they saw the pictures and they sent me through them and said, look, we're going to be late. We're really struggling to get to the game. It's chaos down, as you can imagine. My first thoughts were, I'll get hold of my other players that come from Brighton to make sure they're all okay and to tell them to turn off. And I could get hold of all of them, bar Jacob and Matt. Jacob and Matt are never late. They're model professionals in an amateur game, really. They're never late. If they're late, they'll text me. And when it come past our meet time and I tried bringing both their phones and went straight to answer phone, I knew something was up, really, really bad. We're all devastated, as you can imagine. The club is pretty much on its knees. I think, although we're obviously a step five side, something like this could have the same effect to obviously any manager and any team in any type of football. It would be the same. It's just devastating. It's something outside the box. It's something you never think about ever having to deal with when you take a job as a manager, really.
And when you went down to the ground and took a moment, what was that like on your own?
I've actually not been away from the ground all week. I've been home just to sleep and that's it. Obviously, I had the week off work. I was at the ground every day this week at 9 o'clock-ish. And, often not away till 11 o'clock at night, dealing with everything. We called the players in on Tuesday to the club to get together, all of our team this year. Players were with us last year, but not this year. And also, I manage a Sunday side and play for a Sunday side that both of them are players of as well. So all the players of the Sunday side, AFC Shoreham. And we just got a good get-together. And it's good to all get together to talk about them, which wasn't involving a football or anything about that. It really helped the players. They were coming in floods of tears for the first time they've seen the state, been to the ground since and that. But really helped them get through. And it helped us all just to be around each other. And it turned into a nice evening just remembering Jacob and Matt.
And the families too, are you in touch with both of their families and trying to get through it together?
Yeah, obviously it's so hard for the families. I couldn't imagine what they're going through. I visited the Grimstone's family yesterday. I haven't visited Jacob's family yet, but I've spoke to his parents a lot, and I'm visiting them soon over this weekend. So it's really hard. We've been very fortunate to be working with Brighton Hove Albion ever since this happened. They've been unbelievable for what they've done for us as a club in this last week, and we couldn't have got through anything without them. And I know Brighton and Hove Albion have been doing the same with Jacob and Matt's family. You see on the pictures of what Stockdale done, the Brighton goalkeeper. He was actually around the house on Thursday evening with Alan Munnery and talking to the families and that, and everyone's just kind of, closed ranks and got tight and helping each other get through it.
And what about you, Nigel? This is the moment when everyone turns to the manager of a team. Who's looking out for you?
Obviously, people keep telling me I've got to calm down because I'm doing so much else at the moment and have time for myself. It's hard, I'm kind of getting through it at the moment. Trying to do a lot for the boys, they're like mates, they're my players. I've had massive highs with them last year, starting off on a massive high in a new division this year with them. I just want to do them proud. I want to make the memory of them proud, really. And I kind of feel to myself, I can wait later on for myself. Obviously, there's big stuff going on regarding to when we get back playing football a week Sunday, which is a massive day, and I'm working everything to like that. But I do need to, I think, calm down, take some minutes for myself.
And is there anything you want to say to that non-league family who've come out and wanted to support you as a club?
Just thank you to all the non-league family, as I say, all upwards. We can't thank everyone, but obviously I can take opportunities like this to thank everyone for the letters, the texts, the calls, the tweets, the Facebook messages, people coming and visiting the memorials at our club and in Shoreham, Just thank you to everyone, and it's really appreciated, and I know both families are very happy with the response, and it's made them feel happy. But everyone's showed us it's really nice, and it's not easy dealing with things like this, but when you feel the warmth of the footballing family, it's really nice. So I'd like to thank everyone very much.